Solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. The Gospel is Luke chapter 1, verses 57 to 66 and verse 80. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, there is a great importance given to the name John. It means God is graceful. In the readings today, we have two prophets, Isaiah, who was the long-range prophet of the Lord, and his main mission was to restore the faith of Israel based on what they had already received from God, the commandments, the law. But he also saw a day that this light given to Israel would be spread to all the nations. Then St. John, whose mission was the immediate preparation. He is the prophet of the transition between the Old and the New Testament. His mission was not just to have people hold on to the law, but to prepare the one who will fulfill all the law, the one who is grace himself, and who will fill us all with grace. The great difference now is that no longer are we to try with our own human energy to fulfill the law, but now grace, that is, God himself, his power, comes upon us so that we can live transformed lives. Now, this doesn't mean that we do away with the law, but what it means is that we have now the power to crucify our flesh with Christ so that we can live an entirely new life in him. And so the sign of this in the gospel is Zechariah himself. He was a man of the law. He was a good priest trying to fulfill all the requirements. When the angel came, the announcement that he received seemed beyond any possibility, and so he doubted, and therefore he became mute. This was a blessing for him because through that period of his wife's pregnancy, he was able to come into purification. It's very important for us to have authority over our mouth and obviously over our thoughts and heart. And that is why a good silent retreat or times of silence are very healthy for us. Zechariah, through this purification, became open to God in a new way. So at the time of circumcision, when the child is named, he was able to say, yes, his name is John. John, the grace of God is upon us. My dear family, may we today believe and not doubt in the promises of the Lord, even when they seem beyond our human possibility. Grace has come to us.